Hey there, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9, coming to you from JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratories, part of NASA. I'm here with the wonderful, tell us your name, Gabe.
Gabriel Rangel. Oh,
fantastic. What do you do, my friend?
I'm the Associate Chief Technology Officer for IT.
That's amazing. So what does that mean that you do, like on a day-to-day basis? Are you literally like slapping people's hands, telling them
how to
use
silly passwords? No, not at all. If anything, I'm trying to help enable what they're getting their hands slapped for.
That's awesome.
To do it in the right way. And everything. So we get to work with a lot of new technology, work across different projects and everything. So it's always fun.
Now, with the range of stuff that's happening at JPL, your technology breadth has to be pretty wide. Can you give us a sense of sort of the width of the stuff you work with?
Sure. So just in the past couple of years, some of the emerging technology has been everything from apps, augmented reality, to then rapid prototyping, so desktop 3D printing, mm-hmm. true additive manufacturing with new materials. So across the board, there's a lot of areas where technology is enabling and accelerating what we do.
And then y'all make stuff like this, right?
Well, we use it in the end, yeah, to make a few widgets.
And that's amazing. So tell us a little bit about sort of the Space Apps Challenge and your involvement with it.
So the Space Apps Challenge is basically a way that NASA is enabling the public to work with NASA data, to be a part of NASA for a weekend. Mm-hmm. This is the fifth year. So in the past, it's grown. And this year, I believe it's going to be in over 200 cities around the world. So check spaceappschallenge.org, and you can find one local. We're excited that the main stage is going to be here in Pasadena, California.
Fantastic. And so you're saying in over 200 cities?
Yes.
Like, can you give me an example of, like, far and wide, how far these things are going
to
be?
Sure. So from Pasadena to Lima to Guatemala, which isn't a city, but of course there's right. representation around the globe.
That's amazing. So tell us a little bit more about, like, let's dive into what the Space Apps Challenge is for and how people can get involved.
So the Space Apps Challenge has six large categories, from aeronautics to astronauts on space station, Mars, and Earth. And within those categories, there are easy, intermediate, and advanced challenges. One that's exciting this year is the ability, it's an easy challenge, marked as easy, and that's to 3D print your own rocket, or your own future rocket.
Cool.
So if you can put your NASA cap on and think, in our vehicle assembly building at the Kennedy Space Center, how could we create new types of rockets that we need to build within that facility?
That's amazing. So are they actually 3D modeling it and then printing it out?
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I actually have a NASA cap. I didn't bring it, unfortunately, with me. Could you give me an example of some of the other sort of challenges that are in there as well?
So there's some virtual world challenges. Put yourself in a designer's viewpoint, and you could design a habitat for that could survive the lunar constraints or Martian constraints.
I see. So is this stuff just like, hey, we want to get people excited about NASA, or is this stuff actually going to further the work of NASA?
No, this really does help further it. So NASA is inundated with data upon yeah. data upon data in various capacities. So the Space Apps Challenge, citizen science, crowdsourcing really allows us to take some miniature bites out of these very large problems. So some of the challenges from last year that helped accelerate, you might find an app that makes its way to space station and astronauts could use.
Oh my goodness. Now, why are we even sitting here, man?
We got to get to coding, right? And hacking.
So how did this program come about, and what are some of the things that have come about because of it?
So it was a collaboration between the Space Technology Mission Directorate at NASA headquarters, as well as the Office of the Chief Information Officer, which also enables our open data strategy and mm-hmm. environment at NASA. So this data is open to the public. Mm-hmm. This data is data that could be used to create new experiences for existing astronauts as well as our future explorers.
That's amazing. And so what you're saying is, like, because NASA is publicly funded and we've been sending these wonderful things out to space, sort of furthering sort of humanity's reach into the universe, but all that data belongs to everyone.
To the public, yeah.
And you're saying that the Space Apps Challenge is a way to sort of move forward the consumption and use of that data.
Exactly.
What are some things that have come out of the Space Apps Challenge that maybe you were surprised about?
So one of the ones we were proud of last year from Pasadena, so there was a group of students from Caltech, and they came up with AstroGro, G-R-O. Uh-huh. And what that was a 3D printed, smart, basically a smart planter that could be used on space station. So that's not at the point where it's going to space station, but you can go from having an idea to creating mm-hmm. that prototype, and Space Apps Challenge could be a step in your progress to having your stuff be used by NASA.
That's amazing. So it feels like the Space Apps Challenge is sort of an event, that you can go to. But what if you can't go to any of these events? Is there something you can do in the interim until the next one?
So I'm so glad you asked me that. If there's not a location near you, you can get a group of friends and you can participate virtually online. You could hack something together over the weekend and submit it at spacechallenge.org, and it'll be submitted to the larger judging table.
That's amazing. And so you're saying that, like, if you're not gonna be at this place, but you literally want to participate and have something judged, you can do that as well.
Yes.
That's amazing. And so where can people go to find out more about this?
So you can go to Space Apps Challenge 2016. You could also go and on that site see what people have done in years past. Mm-hmm. You can take a look at AstroGrow. You can take a look at some of the other prototypes that were done. I believe the winning team last year was a wearable glove with a lot of sensors from a team in Bulgaria. Wow. So that was great. We probably wouldn't have had the opportunity to work with them had it not been for opening up these data sets and for having the mechanism that is the Space Apps Challenge.
And see, there's one thing about humanity. Anytime we talk about space stuff, all of a sudden it feels like, oh yeah, we're all sort of all in this together. It's cool that this is sort of a global thing that you're doing. Tell me about sort of the beginnings of Space App Challenge to where it is now and where you see it in the future.
So at the beginning, it really was about opening the data and having that interaction with the public. Citizen science is really a big part of what we do, and it enables, as you mentioned, humanity. NASA is clearly an American institution, and there's pride, but there's also a global pride for the sense of exploration that benefits all of humans. So the data that's accessible because of the internet and everything, we've been able to provide more data sets. We've been able to webify some of our NASA data and make that easier to consume and easier to work with. And we've started to add other challenges beyond just space apps and just software. So having 3D printing challenges and having other challenges where you can put sensors together, that's kind of where it's different now, is where we started with a true software development community. In just a few years, it really is this maker community,
right,
that's a part of it. So that's very complementary. So there's probably a good chance that whatever your skill set is, whether it's design, speaking, coding, hardware, you'd be a great value to an in-person or a remote team.
That's awesome. So for those that maybe can't go to an in-person event, can you describe what those events are like and how things progress?
So the event is a lot of fun. You can show up that morning and some people are still forming teams. The ideas are coming together. So much like our NASA ideation process, that first part is really just brainstorming and sketching out ideas. Then you'll start to take your prototype and it'll develop. You'll probably have a couple of iterations through the afternoon and the evening. So we're talking moving very quick. And then the next day you're going to start to gear up to see how much of your prototype is actually working. Was I able to 3D print something, or at least even sketch it out and work on it? And then you get to start to work on your pitch, your presentation, because you're going to stand in front of a panel of judges and they'll be able to hear it, and then that'll be submitted to the larger pool.
And that's a really fast turnaround time.
Oh yeah, 48 hours. But there's an amazing amount of activity and products that come out of it from the public.
And let's be honest, I mean, 48 hours before anything was due in school is when I did my best work.
Exactly.
Well, any work, let's be honest. So that's cool. So you mentioned the website. Let's just say someone wants to sort of learn about how to use NASA data to do their own research. Is there a way to do that?
Sure. So if you're in the spaceappchallenges.org website and you are browsing each of the challenges, each challenge has actually a NASA contact. So if you really had a burning desire to reach out, there's the ability to do that. But you can also go to open.nasa and look at the open data and open NASA environment and look at the data sets that are available to the public and work on what your interests are.
Well, that's amazing. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for watching, and we're here at JPL talking about the Space Apps Challenge. Really excited to have Gabe here with us. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.